Oh, that was beautiful, Meredith, beautiful. And now, ladies and gentlemen, pardon me, just a moment. Hello?
Hello, John.
Hello, Daddy. Where are you?
Believe it or not, I'm waiting for a streetcar.
A streetcar?
Yeah, my automobile is being serviced, and I have to take Snooks downtown to buy her a pair of shoes. I'll drop in on my way back. So long.
So long. Enjoy yourself, Daddy.
Daddy?
Yes?
Why are we riding on a streetcar?
I'm taking you to buy shoes. Now, just sit quietly and look out the window while I read my paper.
All right. Daddy?
Well?
Why did that man stand up?
He gave his seat to a lady.
Why?
Because she had nothing to sit on.
Yes, she did. I seen her when she turned
her suitcase wouldn't hold it.
I ain't talking.
Never mind. Just sit still and don't talk.
All right. Daddy?
What do you want?
Where's the shoe store?
We'll be there in a few minutes.
Why don't you stand up and let that lady sit down?
Oh, keep quiet. I'm a sick man and I get very dizzy if I stand for any length of time and you know it. Understand?
Uh-huh. She ain't pretty.
Oh, quiet. Well, we get off here anyway. Press that button to stop.
All right. We better get off backwards, Daddy.
What on earth for?
You see those two men standing behind?
Yes.
Us there.
Well?
I heard them say when we get off, they're going to pinch our seats.
Oh, come on. Now, watch your steps. Now, listen. Before we go into this shoe store, I want you to promise you won't make any trouble for me. We'll get you a pair of shoes quickly and go right home. Promise?
I promise.
Okay. Let's go in.
How do you do, sir?
Hello.
What would you like, little girl?
I want a pair of roller skates.
Snooks, I warned you. All you can have is shoes.
Can I have those wooden shoes in the corner?
Those are not shoes. They're lasts.
Uh-uh. They're shoe trees.
Oh. Shoe trees.
Well, where's the leaves?
Leaves don't grow on shoe trees.
Well, what grows on them?
Acorns. How's that?
No good.
Oh, what a sense of humor. Oh, well, what can you expect when you marry a landlady? Sit down and take off your shoe.
Why?
So the man can fit you for a pair of new shoes.
I don't want new shoes.
You don't want new shoes?
No.
Then what do you want?
A pair of roller skates.
Now, don't start with those roller skates, Snooks. Just hold out your foot.
Which one?
The right foot.
No, the left foot, please.
Oh, the left foot.
Is this the one?
No, that's the wrong foot.
Why?
Because it's the right one.
Is the wrong one the right one?
The left foot is the right foot. The right foot's the wrong foot.
Huh?
Don't you know your left from your right?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Well, which is which?
I don't know.
Can't you remember anything I teach you? Your left foot is on your left hand, your right foot is on your right hand.
My feet is on my hand.
Tell the child what I mean, mister.
I would, but I don't get it myself.
Ah, go ahead. Measure her foot and let's get out of here.
Yes, certainly, sir. Step up here, little girl, and place your foot under this cabinet.
He's gonna chop my leg off, Daddy.
Oh, don't be silly. That's just a measuring machine.
Uh-uh, it's an X-ray. Latest thing in shoe fitting.
Oh, wrong again.
Now, if you look through the little window at the top, I'll turn on the X-ray and you'll see something wonderful. Can you see anything?
What's the matter?
There's a chicken in my shoe.
Chicken?
I can see his foot.
Oh, that's not a chicken's foot. Those are only bones.
Well, who ate the chicken?
Nobody. And it's nothing to do with chickens. The X-ray shows the bones in your feet right through your shoe. Those long bony things you see are your phalanges.
How did they get down there?
They belong there. And if you look closely, you'll see 20 or 30 other sharp little bones in your shoe.
Yeah. Is that what tears the holes in my stockings?
They're not loose bones. They're covered with the common integument. Let me see. Why, sure. Your whole tarsus is plainly visible.
Let's buy a new dress, Daddy.
Boy, that's wonderful. You see, it's brought into relief by the X-rays. Electromagnetic vibrations set in motion when electrons, and moving at high velocity, impinge on a metal photographic plate, and generated by passing a current of high potential through a greatly exhausted vacuum tube, reveal the calculi.
This time he's right.
Never mind that. Get upon that ladder and bring her a pair of shoes.
Certainly, sir. Now, young lady, what kind of shoe would you like? A calfskin pump or an alligator Oxford?
I want a pump and an alligator.
You can't pump an alligator. Now, which do you want?
Roller skates.
Forget about the roller skates. Mister, you better show the child some shoes.
Yes, certainly. Now, dear, is there any particular kind of shoe you'd like?
Uh-huh.
What kind of shoe?
With wheels.
They haven't got shoes with wheels.
Oh, yes, we have.
Who asked you? I want a plain pair of shoes for the kid. Now, show her something quick.
Yes, sir, certainly. How would you like this tan pair with the fancy toe?
Oh, I like them.
You really like them?
Uh-huh.
Shall I buy them?
No.
Well, why not?
Because they ain't got wheels.
Well, how would you like this pretty slipper with the pink bow?
I like it.
That's fine. Shall we try it on?
No.
Why not?
Because I want a roller skate.
You can't have roller skates! You can have a pair of shoes and that's all.
Then I want those big shoes in the corner.
Those are not for children. They're men's hiking boots.
Uh-uh. They're women's.
I don't care! She can't have them. No stories.
Oh, sir, it'll be fun. Tell her the story of Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots? You stay out of this.
Yes.
Chuck him in the bush with the boots, Dad.
No. Now, keep quiet and get some shoes.
I want some boots.
No!
Oh, please, little girl. You can't wear those boots. They're horsehide.
Snooks, that leather is too stiff. It'll hurt your feet.
Why?
Because it's hide.
Hmm?
Hide.
Where should I hide?
No. Hide. The horse is outside.
No, he ain't. He's just trying to scare me.
Please take off that boot and try on some shoes.
Little girl, I'll let you climb up on the ladder and get them yourself.
All right. Can I get some from the top?
I guess so.
Be careful now, Snooks. That ladder's hooked to the shelves.
Oh, don't swing on it. The boxes will fall.
Snooks, get down off that ladder. Snooks!
Let's go home, Daddy.
Oh, my sock. Look at those shoes.
Never mind the shoes. Let me have a slipper, size 11C.
That's too big for my feet, Daddy.
Well, I'm not going to use it on your foot. You little...